Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The Jamesport-based Turtle Rescue of the Hamptons says a record number of turtles have been killed this spring on the North Fork as the animals emerge from hibernation. Just last week, 36 turtles were found dead or had to be euthanized because of traumatic injuries, the nonprofit organization said in a press release yesterday. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that Turtle Rescue of the Hamptons founder, Karen Testa, called the rate at which turtles are being killed by motorists this spring alarming. What's been happening is something she has not seen before in the 12 years she's been running the rescue organization. In one day, we lost 10 turtles, she said. This year's toll so far is double last year's. Several of the 36 turtles killed or euthanized because of traumatic injuries last week had lived for 40 years, Testa said. Testa has two words she wants every resident and visitor to hear and heed: slow down. The turtle carnage is taking place because people are driving too fast and are not looking out for them, she said. Turtles are just waking up from 6 months of hibernation right now. They're very slow, Testa said, and they're being hit by cars and many with their eggs exposed, she said. One of the most deadly roads for turtle crossings is on Osborne Avenue near Middle Road in Riverhead. Others are County Road 51 in Riverside and Chapel Road in Greenport. There are wetlands on both sides of those roads in those locations. There are not likely to be many more injuries and fatalities that are being reported, Testa said, so there are even more fatalities taking place out there. Long Island letter carriers were attacked by dogs 65 times last year, more than in all of New York City combined, and equal to the number in top-ranked Los Angeles, according to new statistics from the U.S. Postal Service. Robert Brodsky reports on Newsday.com that the data, released as part of the Postal Service's 2024 National Dog Bite Awareness Campaign, which runs through Sunday, shows that mail carriers in Suffolk County were attacked by canines 34 times in 2023. Suffolk County's dog attack total ties with Philadelphia's for ninth most nationwide. The high number of attacks on Long Island stems from residents' propensity for dog ownership and the number of single-family homes versus apartments, the Postal Service said. The five boroughs, which have nearly triple Long Island's population, reported 50 dog attacks on postal workers last year. In total, there were 296 dog attacks on letter carriers in New York State last year, down from 321 in 2022. The Ladies' Village Improvement Society of East Hampton's annual fair is bigger than ever in 2024. LVIS invites you to join them this coming Saturday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the LVIS grounds, 95 Main Street in East Hampton, New York. Started in 1896, the fair has remained a major source of funding for the LVIS financial commitments in the East Hampton community. These include the care and maintenance of trees, the nature trail, the village greens, scholarships for high school seniors, and preservation of local landmarks. That's this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the LVIS grounds in East Hampton, New York. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is quietly maneuvering to delay a plan to toll drivers entering Manhattan's Central Business District just weeks before it is slated to go into effect, according to two people familiar with the discussions. Dana Rubenstein and Grace Ashford report in the New York Times that the first-in-the-nation congestion pricing plan, which has been decades in the making, is slated to start June 30th. Drivers using EasyPass will pay as much as $15 to enter Manhattan south of 60th Street. But even as Governor Hochul believes that congestion pricing is good environmental policy, she has concerns that the timing's less than ideal, according to a person familiar with her thinking. The governor feared that it might deter commuters from returning to the Central Business District, which is yet to fully recover from the pandemic. Ms. Hochul's gambit, if successful, could also help her fellow Democrats in the House, who might otherwise face angry voters in an election year. But it would be a devastating blow to advocates and organizers who have worked for more than a decade to bring this change to New York City. The tolling scheme was designed to reduce traffic congestion in Manhattan and produce $1 billion a year in revenue for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs the region's subways, buses, and two of its commuter rail systems, Metro North and the LIRR. That revenue, in turn, would fund the system's vast capital construction needs. The North Fork Audubon Society will not change its name to remove reference to John James Audubon, the namesake of the longtime American birding organization, who was a slaveholder, racist, and opponent of abolition, the group's president said yesterday. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that most of the group's membership, who shared their thoughts about the name change with the organization's board, favored keeping the reference to Audubon, who was the country's dominant wildlife artist and naturalist, President Peggy Lauber said in an interview. The organization's board of directors voted to keep the name in late February and announced the decision during last night's general membership meeting, she said. Everyone was saying, we need to stay focused on connecting people with nature, Lauber said. And then we felt that that was vital to that mission, to keep the name. The National Audubon Society decided last March to retain the Audubon name after a year-long process of examining Audubon's personal history. The national organization considered changing the name after the George Floyd incident back in 2020. The New York Society did change its name. The recently formed Hampton Bays Alliance will meet this evening at 7 p.m. in the Hampton Bays Public Library, 52 Ponquag Avenue in Hampton Bays. Learn about the planning process and how it works in the town of Southampton. Members of the Town of Southampton Planning Department and Planning Board will discuss the work they do, how they do it, and what can be expected when applications affecting Hampton Bays are filed. The Hampton Bays Alliance is a nonprofit civic association founded to provide a civil and respectful space for members of the Hampton Bays community to learn about the various public and private community policies and projects affecting our hamlet. That's at the Hampton Bays Public Library this evening at 7 p.m. Fewer foreign migrants moving to New York City and Long Island could be an imminent local outcome of President Joe Biden's order yesterday throttling illegal crossings at the southern border. Matthew Chase and Robert Brodsky report on Newsday.com that Biden's announcement of the looming federal restrictions came as the city has surpassed a milestone. 200,000 migrants processed into the homeless shelter system since the local crisis began in spring 2022. Tens of thousands remain in shelter. The order took effect at 12:01 a.m. today. There will still be a lag to the extent its ripples are felt locally because the migrant journey between the southern border and New York takes time, sometimes a week via bus. It should have a downstream effect in New York and other major cities, but we won't see it immediately. It'll take a while to be carried out, and it also depends how many people the Border Patrol actually apprehends versus how many escape and come in, said Cornell Law School professor Stephen W. Yale Law. Some immigration advocates predicted the order would lead to fewer migrants eventually moving to Long Island. It would certainly affect people who'd be arriving here in the next year or so, said Patrick Young, a professor of immigration law at Hofstra Law School. For more than 2 years, New York City has been the flashpoint in the metropolitan region's struggle with an unending influx of migrants from Latin America and other regions. Last week, about 1,200 more migrants came to the city. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.